I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
The best way, I believe, to counter misinformation and disinformation is to spread good information, to spread in science-based information, to have trusted voices. So I started my comments by reminding everybody that America's physicians, like the real leaders of American medicine, the people you trust for your cancer care and your heart care and your pediatrics care, are out there telling you you need to go get a vaccine. You can decide to trust America's physicians, or you can trust some random dude on Twitter. Like, those are your choices.
People are right to question whether this virus actually exists. But we now, in Europe for the first time, have the scientific proof that it does not exist. And this is thanks to a Department of Health letter that has been received following a request by a citizen in the UK, which he actually had to appeal. But he requested the Department of Health and Social Care in the United Kingdom to give him scientific proof of the existence of a virus called SARS-CoV-2. And they confirmed that the Department of Health and Social Care does not hold any information on the isolation of a SARS-CoV-2 virus. In other words, it does not exist.
Millions of people in China are once again under collective quarantine as the country faces the new surge of the COVID-19 virus. In Beijing, workers in protective suits have installed metal barriers in some neighborhoods where coronavirus cases have been detected. People can only go out to buy food or receive medical treatment, and to do so, they must scan their health QR codes.
The communist Chinese hellscape is the blueprint for what they plan to bring forward against us. But I wanted to be specific about where we're at and where they're going to take us with this system and how we can stop it and say no to it. You have the UN, you have the big corporate mouthpiece, the World Economic Forum.
The Chinese model is certainly a very attractive model for quite a number of countries.
For decades, they've said they want to use a viral scare, the Rockefeller documents, Operation Lockstep, the list goes on and on, to bring in a world medical ID that will really be the world ID that will have carbon controls, not just viral controls, on where you can go, what you can do. You'll have digital money by region that'll be programmable. They'll decide where you can spend it, when you can spend it, how you can spend it. They can devalue it or upvalue it whenever they want.
A Swedish company specialized in microchip implants promotes the use of their device to carry the COVID pass, saying that the chip makes the data more accessible even if a person doesn't have their phone with them. The chip implant is placed in the arm and programmed so that when the chip is read by a smartphone, it opens up a PDF file which contains a person's COVID passport. This makes it easier for different entities to check the health status of the individual.
And it's directly tied and administered to the surveillance over in live time by corporations, bureaucracies, and criminal think tanks like the ADL, who will then reward you or punish you off of your social behavior. And then they will program it and incentivize it to spend it with their companies, their businesses, their systems. The ultimate brainwashing, the ultimate gaslighting, as they announce all this tyranny. Then they say, but we can't talk about it, doesn't exist, while it publicly exists. So here it is, breaking. G20 leaders issue joint declaration promoting global health passport to facilitate international travel, a world ID to buy, sell, and travel even outside your house. The social credit score, you will not leave one half foot out of your home unless you're authorized to. They've now built emergency centers all over the world under UN directives that anyone that does not submit to forced injections and lockdowns in the future will be sent to these centers. They have now admitted in Canada and in Australia, but they're also setting them up here, that and the UN is directing it again, that officially the camps aren't just for people they claim have COVID with their fake PCR test, but now it's for anybody protesting the future lockdowns as they gear up for their next big push. While saying they want amnesty from us and for us to not sue them or organize into groups that are saying no so they can sucker punch us again.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Selling out fast. Mega blowout sale. Up to 60% off our top selling items. Plus, free gift with each purchase. For just the second time in InfoWars store history, even though many of our top selling items are in limited supply and won't be back in stock until next year, we're putting them all on sale for up to 60% off. Brain Force Plus, 60% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 50% off. Alpha Power, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Free gift items will be chosen at random from our massive inventory and may include but are not limited to koozies, flags, books, DVDs, stickers, sunglasses, paracords, coasters, RFID protection, and more. Our thanks to you for supporting the InfoWar and the voice of freedom worldwide.